You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Jake Heisman, who can often be found running up the wing for Brighton and Hove Albion's partially sighted team. Jake, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So before we talk football, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got an optic glioma, which is non-cancerous brain tumour between the nerve that connects your brain to your eyes, and that sort of affects my long-distance vision, short-distance vision, as well as my peripheral and depth perception as well. So a bit of everything's affected, unfortunately. But yeah, try not to let it stop me in everyday life.
Certainly hasn't. Tell us, how did you get into football? What's your earliest memory of the sport? And when did you decide, yeah, this is it for me?
Like any kid, really, age of 6 or 7, started playing in my local grassroots football club with all my mates. And yeah, just really loved it from there. Obviously, with my sight, as the football pitches got a bit bigger, it then became a bit more difficult to access, maybe getting less playing time, perhaps because of not being able to see the other side of the pitch, so maybe not being able to perform as well. That's when I sort of thought smaller-sided games are sort of my sort of thing, really, than the traditional 11-side game.
Was there any sort of frustration involved in that decision or that realisation that you couldn't play your standard 11-a-side and had to go for smaller games?
Yeah, I think the main part of sort of 14, when I had to sort of make that decision, I think the bit that sort of frustrated me was a lot of my mates were still playing, so I felt like I wasn't necessarily able to access the same football as they were. And obviously, as a kid and teenager, you want to be around your mates and do stuff that you enjoyed with your mates as well. Really felt frustrated that I maybe wasn't able to access football as I wanted to. Really tough moment for that, a little small period. But yeah, I was really fortunate to have lots of support from my mates to try and meet up and support me through that tougher period.
And you've been with Brighton and Hove Albion for a very old while now. How did that come about? How did you get involved with the club?
Yeah, I was really, really fortunate for a charity in Brighton or Hove, the Bletchison Court Trust, who support young people with visual impairments. They put out a flyer about a talent hub run for partially sighted, deaf and cerebral palsy football players run by Brighton Football Club. And yeah, I was sort of introduced to futsal, which is a smaller five-a-side indoor sort of game with a few adaptions to traditional five-a-side game. And yeah, just really felt comfortable there and was able to access football that I've been wanting to at a similar sort of age, 14, 15, where I maybe wasn't able to access it, the traditional 11-a-side games I wanted to. But that was a really nice comfort to be able to feel wanted, feel like I was able to access football just like anyone else. And yeah, really felt included, and my love continued from there.
Now, you've been attending England camps for a while now. What was your reaction to being called up for the first time?
It was just, words can't really describe it. Yeah, it was just unbelievable. I still sort of pinch myself really every time I have a camp. I can't really believe that I'm personally actually being invited to all these camps and having these amazing privileges and experiences. Yeah, just absolute shock and amazement, really. So grateful to all the people that supported me on my journey to be fortunate enough to represent my country. I've been really, really fortunate to make my debut for the England senior squad 2 years ago in Spain, and then last summer in Birmingham there was a IPSA World Games, so it wasn't just partially sighted football, but there was a whole tournament for partially sighted athletes. And yeah, I was really lucky to make my senior international debut at my first full international competition. So yeah, that was just an unreal experience.
And finally, Jake, what's coming up for you in the not so distant future?
So we're fingers crossed, touch wood, hopefully still selected for training camps with the England senior squad. So that's sort of the shorter term target, and hopefully sort of building towards the European Championships, which are being held in Turkey at the start of November. So yeah, hopefully just trying to continue to work hard and try and learn from different experiences to be selected for that squad and to try and win that competition.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Jake Heisman from Brighton and Hove Albion, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.